We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfields Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Week one of the college football season in the books, and as far as the conference is concerned, we had some good, we had some bad, we had one ugly. We had quite a bit of ugly, but the one ugly, the ugliest of the ugly, West Virginia losing at Maryland 30-24. And I'll tell you what, this was probably the toughest game, toughest opponent, playing a Power 5, playing on the road, not a neutral site. Maybe the toughest circumstances of any Big 12 team. So I don't want to, you know, bang up on West Virginia too bad. But still, the only loss in conference play, 4 turnovers by the Mountaineers. They need to change things up. They're going to be taking on Long Island this Saturday. I would expect better results. Baylor opened up with a 29-20 win over Texas State. Baylor's new offensive identity, I think you can kind of see what they want to do. They ran the ball 45 times for a total of 238 yards. Senior running backs Treston Ebner and Abram Smith both rushed for over 100 yards. A lot of flags, though, and a lot of sloppy play. The defense did really well. A great game by Jalen Petrie.
Third and 5. For the Bobcats at the Baylor 20-yard line. Handoff running right. Baylor stretches it out. They'll make the tackle for the loss. Jalen Petrie chases down the ball carrier for a loss.
All right, it's a win, right? It's a win. Iowa State turned back in-state rival Northern Iowa 16-10. Defense was strong, holding Northern Iowa to 275 total yards. No touchdown passes for Brock Purdy. Breece Hall kind of held in check. A typical slow start for a Matt Campbell Cyclones team. But they got great defense, though.
Three receivers right, one left.
There's the snap. Cyclones send three. Now four. McIlvain fires deep down the right side. And Daytron Young picked it off. Daytron Young at the 25. He's across the 30. He's across the 35. Quan Hampton wrestles him to the ground at the 40-yard line. Second interception of the game for the Cyclones. Speedy got this one.
John Walters, voice of the Cyclones on that. That Baylor highlight, by the way, John Morris, voice of the Bears. Kansas held off South Dakota 17-14. It's a win. Lance Leipold gets his first win as Jayhawks head coach. K-State opened the season. This, to me, I thought this was the most impressive of all the games. K-State opened with a 24-7 win over Stanford in the All-State Kickoff Classic in Arlington, Texas. Impressive defense, shutting down a deep Stanford running game. Skylar Thompson, back at quarterback, he ran for two scores. Deuce Vaughn goes for over 100 yards rushing. One of the better Big 12 performances. It was great to see Skylar Thompson back with K-State.
Fakes to the back, runs near side. He's at the 10, to the 5, walks in. Wildcat touchdown just inside the near left pylon. Kansas State scores, and Skylar Thompson gets his second of the day. The Wildcats, with 7:10 to go, have added on, and they lead 23-0.
Wyatt Thompson with the call. You know, I said that was the most impressive game. Texas Tech right up there. I mean, they went to Houston, Energy Stadium, a 38-24 win for Matt Wells' Red Raiders after being down 14-0 after the first quarter, 21-7 at the half. Tech outscored the Cougars 31-0 in the second half. Tyler Shuck accounted for two touchdowns. Taj Brooks rushed for 134 yards and two touchdowns.
Brooks remains in the backfield. You would expect him to get it. And he does. And he picks his way. Oh, breaks the tackle. He's gone. The 30, 25, 20. No angles. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Red Raiders. Taj Brooks with another long touchdown run after breaking through the line. One tackler had a chance at him, and that was it. 44 yards this time.
Brian Jensen on the call, voice of the Red Raiders. 38-18 win for Steve Sarkisian in his debut as the Texas Longhorns head coach in a battle with number 23 Louisiana. Hudson Card, 223 yards passing, two touchdowns. Bijan Robinson, two touchdowns, 103 yards. Four of his last five games, he's gone over the century mark.
For Hudson, taking it down to two, down to one, has the snap, back to throw, wide open, caught! And they'll stop everything into the end zone for the touchdown. I think it'll stand. It'll be a score. Bijan Robinson caught it out of the back. Everybody froze for a moment, and there was Bijan Robinson to take it in for the score.
Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns. TCU got a good warm-up against Duquesne. 45-3. It's the type of game you want to see the first week of the season. TCU had touchdown drives on their three opening possessions, and their defense limited the Dukes to just six first downs, 137 yards of total offense, fewest by a TCU opponent since Kansas in 2019.
Throw it again, this time wide to the left-hand side. Spillman gets a block, turns it up inside the 10, down to the 5 and into the end zone. J.D. Spillman scores from 16 yards out.
Brian Estridge, voice of the Horned Frogs. Oklahoma had a scare. I mean, they just quit playing. A 40-35 win over Tulane. This was a game that Tulane had to relocate from New Orleans. They came up to Oklahoma, which, by the way, they put the Green Wave logo on the field, which I thought was a nice touch by the Sooners. But they were forcing turnovers. Michael Pratt, they were getting to quarterback Michael Pratt. This game was in hand, and they let Tulane back into this thing. It was quite a scare. The Green Wave played some inspired football. Here was a great play, though. Williams with the touchdown for Oklahoma.
Now they move Kennedy to the left side of Rattler from the six-yard line. First and goal. Rattler, quick throw out. Mario caught it. Has a tackle, has a blocker. Hazelwood makes a man miss. Wow. Reaches for the pylon. Touchdown! Wow! Super Mario!
That is Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners. And then Bobby Petrino nearly brought in his Missouri State Bears into Stillwater, Oklahoma, almost knocking off the Cowboys minus Spencer Sanders, who was out due to COVID-19 protocols. But Oklahoma State stopped Missouri State twice on fourth down during the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, holding on for a 23-16 win.
Two wide to each side, one back set. Shelley in the shotgun, takes a snap, back to pass, pocket collapses. He dances around, and he's going to be sacked back at the 44-yard line with 9 seconds left, and that should finally take care of it.
That is Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys. So, listen, first week, I don't get wrapped up in the first week of in the way that you play. And I've in fact, I think I talked about that last week. I've talked about it many times on this show. So a lot of things now, you get that first game out of your system, and you know, you go from there. So, listen, we've got some great matchups coming up again this week in week two, and we'll talk more about that. But coming up on the show, Stan Weber, he's the color analyst on the K-State Radio Network, a former quarterback himself. He'll talk about the reemergence of Skylar Thompson at K-State and just how good can the Wildcats be this year. And then Todd Kim will join us. He's the sports director at Radio Iowa as they get ready for perhaps the biggest game to ever be played in the state of Iowa, certainly between the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones. It's the Cy-Hawk Series, both teams nationally ranked, both in the top 10. It'll be a great atmosphere. We'll bring him along and talk about that in a moment. So that's all coming up. Settle in. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat, Natural Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink responsibly. It is time for Making It Look Natural. And we go to a kicker. Oklahoma's Gabe Berkich tied an FBS record with three field goals of 50 or more yards. He made three field goals in the second quarter. His second was a 51-yarder. Closed the half with a career-high 56-yarder. That was the longest field goal for an Oklahoma kicker since 1977. And then he did it again later in the game, late in the third quarter, when he nailed a 55-yarder. Now, he did miss a 31-yarder, giving Tulane a shot late, but we won't focus on that. Making it look natural.
Snap back, hold down, kick away. Driving kick has the distance, and it is good. Berkich from deep. Final play of the second quarter. Snap back, hold down, kick is away. He drives that one. That's got the distance, and it is good. 55-yard try by Berkich, has the leg, and it is good again. Wow.
Toby, roll in there. That is Gabe Berkich, Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Make it your new game day necessity, Big 12 fans. When we come back, we'll talk with Todd Kim and preview our can't-miss game of the week, Iowa State hosting Iowa, next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
We're back on Big 12 This Week, which you can download as a podcast. If you go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even the official Big 12 website, big12sports.com, search and subscribe Big 12 This Week. Todd Kim is the sports director at Radio Iowa, a statewide news radio network, and he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Todd, welcome. You've been covering the Cyclones and Hawkeyes for many years. Number 9, Iowa State. Number 10, Iowa. It's our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. Has there been a bigger Cy-Hawk game?
No, I don't think so. This is the first time both teams are ranked in the top 10. If you go way back, and I can because I'm of advanced age, as you know, the 1977 game, which was the first game after a 43-year hiatus, that had incredible buildup to it. So I would say from a standpoint of just the buildup nationally, this probably ranks as the biggest since that 1977 game. So it's terrific. Game day coming back for the second straight time in Ames. So it really is a terrific buildup to what should be a really great game.
3:30 on ABC. You can check out the Cyclones and Iowa. Todd, in addition to covering Iowa State and Iowa, you also report on Northern Iowa, the Cyclones' first opponent. What did you see from the Cyclones in their 16-10 win over the Panthers?
Well, just enough to get the victory. You and I played a very inspired football game and hung in against Iowa State. Iowa State's defense was outstanding, and they really kind of based their whole team on their defense. And that was quite notable towards the end when Iowa State had it inside the 5-yard line, tried to go wide on a running play on third down and got stopped. Instead of going for the touchdown, they decided to kick the field goal and get the 6-point lead. It was kind of late in the fourth quarter because Matt Campbell felt confidence in his defense that UNI would not be able to score a touchdown and take the lead. And that's exactly what happened. They prevented him from scoring and ended up winning 16-10. So it was a win, but you know, as you've seen from Iowa State in the past few years, that first game sometimes can be a little lackluster, and they got the win, and which is what they wanted in the end.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean, it seems to be, you know, be a trend with Iowa State. Now, listen, it wasn't like last year when, you know, but yeah, I mean, they still got the W. But yeah, I was thinking that to myself. My perception was, boy, they always seem to get off to slow starts, or they just don't look as sharp as they do as the year goes on. So can you pinpoint any reason behind that? Is it just under Matt Campbell's system, or what? You know.
Right. Matt Campbell said yesterday that the way they play with the great defense and the focus on the run game, they always play close games. And he says that's really not going to change. And that's kind of the way they're built. And so I don't think he was really surprised that you and I played them a close game. And look, let's look at this too. That's a huge game for a program like you and I. So you know you're going to get their best shot when you come into a game like that, because it's a huge opportunity for them to take on one of the big boys, a team ranked in the top 10. So you know you're going to get a great effort out of you and I. And again, Iowa State did what they had to do to get the win. But you're right. You look back at Louisiana last year, that was just a down performance to start the year. But don't forget then, the next week, Iowa State in their next game went down to TCU and won. And that was a huge win that kind of really got their Big 12 season started right. So they've shown they can come back and put a great effort together, and that's what they're going to be looking for this weekend.
Yeah, and I even talked about that on last week's show, that you know people were panicking, and last season, it's the first game. So, yeah, this is the first game, 16-10 win over the Panthers, and now Iowa State gets ready for Iowa. Todd Kim is the sports director at Radio Iowa. He's on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And this number 9 Iowa State versus 10 Iowa matchup is our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com is the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Well, let's talk about Iowa, because they had an impressive victory. Now, Indiana ranked? They were ranked coming into that game, weren't they?
They were ranked 17th. Yeah. Iowa was ranked 18th. And Indiana came off a 6-1 regular season last year where they played Ohio State a close game. They beat Michigan and Penn State and then lost in the, I believe it was the Cap One Bowl or the Citrus Bowl now, to Ole Miss. But that's after their quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., went down with an ACL injury. He missed the last game of the regular season and the bowl game. And they played Ole Miss a pretty good game after falling behind early. So there was high hopes for Indiana coming into the season, but they just got off to a horrendous start against the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Hawkeyes as we get ready for this matchup.
Well, they got a great defense, and they played really well against Indiana. Veteran secondary. They had two pick sixes from Riley Moss, their senior corner, and that really seemed to ignite things. They got out to a big lead at halftime and then just kind of cruised from there and just tried to play kind of vanilla offense in the second half, and they just really dominated Indiana. Didn't let their run game get going, and it's kind of a typical Iowa team, build on defense and a run game. They didn't run it great last week against Indiana, but when your defense gives you that kind of lead, you don't really need much offense in the second half.
Number 9 Iowa State hosting number 10 Iowa. So what should we look for in this matchup this week?
Well, you're always looking for matchups and where a team might have an advantage. And for Iowa State, you know, besides being at home, which can be a big advantage, especially after last year when nobody had a road game in front of fans, this is Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras' first road game as a starting quarterback. And if you look for an advantage, it might be at quarterback for Iowa State with Brock Purdy. Go back to Iowa's 5-game winning streak. The first two games in that streak, C.J. Beathard was the quarterback for the Hawkeyes, who's now the backup at Jacksonville. The last three, Nate Stanley, who was in the Vikings camp the last 2 years before getting cut. So this might be where Iowa State has a big advantage. And I think Spencer Petras, in his first true road game for Iowa, needs to step up and play well for the Hawkeyes to have a chance.
Well, you talk about that crowd, over 61,000 in Ames last week to see that Cyclone Northern Iowa game. another sellout this week. They'll be cramming them in. What will the atmosphere be like? I know we've talked about it before, some of the crazy things that have taken place in this Cy-Hawk series when these two teams get together.
Well, the one thing that's going to be different is Iowa's not taking their band this year, which they did 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so we won't have an injury there on the way to the bus.
Remind people of that story from a couple years ago.
Iowa's band was going to the exit, and there was a little bit of a fracas, and one of the band members for Iowa was injured, and it kind of caused a rift for about a week between the two schools. But that won't happen this year because Iowa's band is staying home. But it's going to be crazy. Hopefully this year they won't have two weather delays and the game won't end at 9 o'clock like it did a couple of years ago. But with the early crowd there for game day and then the 3:30 kickoff, it's going to be quite an atmosphere there at Jack Trice.
Yeah, 3:30 on ABC and then on the Cyclone Radio Network with John Walters providing the call. Taking a look back at the history of this series, and you talk about the pause that they had and they restarted back in the mid-70s. What are some memorable moments or games that stick out for you, Todd, when you think back about this Cy-Hawk series?
Well, if you go to the 1977 game, that was actually Iowa State was heavily favored. They played in Kinnick Stadium. It was on ABC. I think Chris Schenkel did the game with Bud Wilkinson, and it was the national game of the week, and Iowa upset him with a 12-10 victory. And what I think what most people remember most from that game is Iowa State coach Earl Bruce had his team come out in jerseys that said on the front, beat Iowa. So, and years later, when I talked to Earl Bruce, he said, that was probably a mistake. And yeah, it was a mistake. And so that was the big one. Then there was the streak at the beginning of the Hayden Fry era. When Hayden Fry turned around Iowa and took him to the Rose Bowl, Iowa State actually had a 3-game winning streak in that series. And that precluded a 15-game winning streak for Iowa, which is at the longest of all time. And that's really, Bill, when this kind of, I want to say, declined into kind of a regional rivalry, because Iowa was very good. Iowa State was struggling. But then Dan McCarney came in, the former Iowa assistant, and turned things around. And then the Cyclones had a 5-game winning streak that started in the late 90s. And Kirk Ferentz, at the start of his run with Iowa, lost his first 4 games in that series, which is interesting because as good as Matt Campbell's done, he's lost his first 4 in the series to the Hawkeyes. So we'll have to see if he can snap that string in his 5th attempt like Ferentz did with the Hawkeyes.
Oh, that's a really interesting historical stat there about both of these.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You think about how well Iowa State's done, but the one thing they haven't been able to do during the Matt Campbell turnaround is beat the Hawkeyes. So, you just see some really quirky things when you get in these series like this.
Does the series mean more to one fan base over the other, or do both of them get ramped up? Because I know Iowa's had the edge.
Yeah, and the theory here in the state of Iowa is that it's always meant more to Iowa State than Iowa. But, that's kind of changed, especially now that Iowa State's got such a good team. This now is a big game for both teams. I think for a long time, Bill, it was looked at from an Iowa standpoint as we really don't have anything to gain because they've been the superior program for so long that really, if you win, you were supposed to. If you didn't, it's in what happened, So, but now that Matt Campbell's turned Iowa State around, this is a very big game. I mean, you think about it. If Iowa goes into Iowa State and loses to a top 10 team in a non-conference game, does that really hurt them in terms of their long-term goals in the Big Ten? It really doesn't. So I think the fact that both teams now are highly ranked and successful just takes it to another level, and it's really good for both programs.
Our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. Number 9, Iowa State, hosting number 10, Iowa, 3:30 on ABC. And then if you're in the state of Iowa, you can check out the Cyclone Radio Network with John Walters. We'll even plug the Hawkeye Radio Network with Gary Dolphin. It'll be a great Saturday in Iowa. Todd Kim, sports director at Radio Iowa, thanks for filling us in and getting us squared up for this game on Saturday.
Good talking to you, Bill. Thanks.
Yep, absolutely. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, which you can listen to on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack, and our guest is Stan Weber, analyst on the Kansas State Wildcats radio network, and he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Stan, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
K-State opened the season with a 24-7 win over Stanford in the All-State Kickoff Classic in Arlington, Texas. We'll break down some of the individual performances in a bit, but as a whole, there has to be a lot to like in this game, both offensively and defensively, from the K-State perspective.
And no doubt about it. It was a team victory. Everyone seemed to be very focused and ready for a new season after K-State finished struggling at the end of last year with Skylar Thompson, their star quarterback, unavailable in about three-fourths of the season. They kind of ran out of gas, and then everything started breaking down. The run defense was in a big problem area against Texas to end the season. So to bounce back and have everyone play with a very high-level focus, a number of players rolling through, K-State was able to substitute. You know, you could really say other than the offensive line and quarterback, almost every position, they went down to a third-team player and were able to play them in the game and didn't act like it mattered what the score was. Everyone was ready to play. So the offense was sound and the defense really put a great performance together, holding Stanford only 233 yards. Pretty amazing. And a late score was only the only reason why they didn't get shut out. So good defense by K-State really turned things around this year.
And we'll talk about that defense in a moment. Skylar Thompson decides to come back after he missed a good portion of last season, as you mentioned. He heals, recovers, comes back, overcomes an interception on that first drive, and then scores a six-yard run on the second series. Can you give our listeners some background on just what Skylar went through and what it took to get back to this point and his decision to want to come back to K-State?
Well, the thing that you really focus in on right there is the decision to want to come back. When you've been around and you started 30 times like he had in his career, starting as a freshman all the way through his senior year, you might say, does he have any interest in being a football player anymore at the college level? But he chose to come back. And I think that's really neat is when you ask these kids, do you want to continue to play college football? Suddenly, they don't think about the grind anymore. And I think Skylar Thompson really shows that. He's happy to be able to go to practice and participate and do all the things. And what a difference it makes instead of just kind of going through the motions and listening to the coach tell you what they'd hope you do, to say, no, I chose to be here. I want to be out here. I appreciate this opportunity. I don't want to let it go away. And that really sets a tone. Five different guys for K-State came back with that extra year of eligibility. And so I think that really shows a want to from them. And Skylar, having played quarterback like I did for K-State back in the old days, when you hurt anything near your throwing arm, your shoulder, and in that area, you have to wonder, are you ever going to be able to function at a high level again? And so what he went through is a lot of questions. When he got injured last year, would he ever be able to function and throw the ball like he would want to? And to see him out there doing it now, he has a great appreciation for it, a liveliness about his mindset, saying, I can still do this, and he doesn't take it for granted. So it's really a great mind position that he is in to lead this football team, and it really showed in the ball game that he's out there with a joy, a concentration, an appreciation, and also an obligation to play well for the K-State fans. He understands all those things because he's a grown-up now and a very experienced quarterback, and you can see it in his play. He was able to throw earlier than he thought he was going to be able to, but still there's soreness there. And then finally, it all came together this fall, and he played like he was never injured before. When he put his left shoulder down and ran over a guy to go into the end zone, you might think, well, it's not the injured shoulder. But still, when you've been hurt like he was, to be able to just play with that kind of confidence and run in the end zone with that physicality – just shows you his mind's very clear and he feels very comfortable that his shoulder is back and he's ready to roll.
Stan Weber, analyst on the K-State Wildcats Radio Network, joining us on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Deuce Vaughn involved early and often for K-State, 13 carries, two catches against the Cardinal. His biggest play, that third and long, he broke loose on a draw play, a 59-yard touchdown run. He finished with 124 yards and a touchdown. I mean, this is becoming like old hat for him to finish over 100 yards. He's done it now three straight games if you go back to last year. His ceiling seems like he can just keep going and going.
Absolutely. He's a really smart kid, so mature. His dad's a longtime assistant football coach in the college game, and now he's also works for the Dallas Cowboys in the scouting department. So Deuce Vaughn's been around football, and he's really – listen to his dad, learn from that. And he doesn't seem to have the mind of a young sophomore at all. He really understands football. He never gets caught up in everyone patting him on the back. He's been around star players throughout his life, and he knows you can't take anything for granted. You got to get back to work. So he has the perfect mentality to continue to improve. But right now he's obviously the star player for K-State, the one that every team is looking to and saying, how are we going to stop him? You got to keep him from making the explosive plays. And yet he was able to run for a 59-yard touchdown. It was a giant play in the game. And like you said, he's been very consistent and probably a little underrated in his ability just to run between the tackles because he's a smallish guy. Everyone thinks he's just a scat back and maybe a threat in the passing game on a draw. But he actually can run the ball down after down with the fullback leading the way up the middle. And that is one of the reasons why he has his fourth game of his career over 100 yards. And he's starting to do it game after game without getting the ball a million times. And, you know, they limit his touches, not so much because they're scared of him getting hurt or trying to keep him fresh for the whole year. It's that the opponents have so many players looking after him. You can't give him the ball all the time because there's three guys standing by him so often. You think about that touchdown run that ended off the game by Skylar Thompson from about 15 yards out. He faked the ball to Deuce, and everyone was running over there by Deuce. So when he ran the football, he had blockers available with no one to block and was able to take it into the end zone on the left side. So Deuce is the one. Everyone's watching, and still he's able to be an effective football player. Pretty amazing.
How good – I'll have you look into the crystal ball here. How good can this K-State offense be if they can keep Skylar and Deuce healthy?
Well, they can be very good. They had a couple of big plays, a 59-yard play and a 56-yard play. And a lot of people don't think K-State is a team that has explosive plays. But you go back and look at even last year, they had a number of plays that were long-distance hitters. So that is a part of their repertoire. But what they need to be good at is just converting on third down, being effective, and keeping drives alive. And they've done that well with Skylar Thompson as a quarterback 2 years ago. Again, he wasn't a big part of it last year, so they need to get back into that mode. That'll be the key. You know, if it's third and four, third and two, can they convert on first at that play and continue on? Because once they get into a rhythm, they become very hard to stop. They have tons of players coming into the game. It's like watching a hockey game. There are line changes every other play, and K-State's getting into all kinds of formations. Well, if you go three and out, that doesn't matter very much. But if you can get a 6-7 play drive going, suddenly the defense is not only worn out, but mentally they're not sure exactly where you're coming from, who's in the game. A lot of the keys and things their defensive coaches taught them just are blurs in their mind. And then once you get one thing going, then the second, third, and fourth. So K-State's a very much a momentum offense that when things start going well, they go better and better and better. And they have a real opportunity to do that. The key is keeping Skylar Thompson and Deuce Vaughn physically able to play, because those are the two guys that really make the thing go. They're the glue that put all the other parts together, because Deuce is always a dangerous player that has to be watched, and Skylar understands how Courtney Messingham wants this offense to be run.
I like that comparison, a hockey line change. That's great. Stan Weber, analyst on the K-State Wildcats Radio Network, is our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about the defense and then look ahead to this game against Southern Illinois when we continue on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. Onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM, channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. Catch it Thursday evenings, 7 Eastern. Big 12 this week. Our guest is Stan Weber. He's on the K-State Wildcats radio network. You hear him with Wyatt Thompson. They saw a good one this past weekend, 24-7 over Stanford in the All-State Kickoff Classic in Arlington. The defense... Stan sacked both Stanford quarterbacks twice, held the Cardinal to 1.8 yards per attempt on rushing. And linebackers Cody Fletcher and Daniel Green, they combined for 17 tackles, a tackle and a half for a loss, and a sack. Boy, this defense really showed up. I was surprised, not surprised, but I was impressed with how they shut down Stanford.
It was very impressive because, you know, Stanford has a big offensive line, some good experience and great players. The running back was their best player coming into this season, and they had really two and three. When Emmett Smith's son is the third best running back off the bench, you know they got some depth in the running game, and yet K-State was able to run to the football. The things that they did is they had their fits in place better than they had at any time in the Chris Klieman era in his third year as the head coach. There was a guy on the outside shoulder and the inside shoulder of the running back all the time. It didn't allow the running backs to fall forward very often in the game at all. Usually when the first guy made the tackle, the second and third and fourth guy might get there and push him backwards and not let him fall forward. These are things that K-State really needed to do to run to the ball, and they did it well, something they didn't do well at the end of last year. So it's a nice improvement. They also are changing up their defense. They've always been an even front team, a 4-2-5 type of defense, what everyone seems to play with three and four wide receivers in the game. But a number of teams in the Big 12 have been converting over and playing an odd front, putting a nose guard over the center, and then even taking it to another level of saying, how about a 3-3-5 look with multiple coverages and really a great disguise in what you're doing. And K-State adopted that in the offseason. Chris Klieman took a chance, even though he's a defensive guru and has been so good as a head coach as well, winning national championships at North Dakota State and getting off to a good career at K-State. He said, I'm going to learn this defense and see if we can implement it and complement our regular defense. And K-State did that. They came out and showed a different defense. They have flexibility, a little bit like the New England Patriots now, because they still believe in their old system, but they've adopted the new. They wondered if it would work. And as you said, it was impressive. It did work. And so now they have the adaptability to play each opponent differently with a complete different style. The players mentally are focused enough in the learning stage that they've been able to get by with it. It's hard to teach two systems, but they're doing it right now. And everyone on defense played well. And I will tell you, it wasn't 11 defenders who had a good game. It really was into the 20s. Probably 25 plus guys were in there as they mixed and matched. And you mentioned a couple guys, Daniel Green and Cody Fletcher. They played the most snaps of anyone. And Daniel Green really stepped up and showed that he's a star. Start looking at him as you're filling out your mental first team all Big 12 or second team all Big 12 defensive team, because Daniel Green really showed that it's his time. He stepped up as a full-time starter and was all over the field making plays.
We'll keep an eye on him. Hey, what did you think of the crowd? A 500-mile drive from Manhattan to Arlington had a feel of a home game for K-State.
It definitely did. It had a feel of a bowl game. There's a great tradition for K-State to travel in big numbers to go to bowl games, and that's exactly what they replicated here. The dome was closed at AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play. That helped keep the noise in. So there's probably 30,000 or so K-State fans, but it sounded way louder than that. They were a factor in the game. In fact, in the first series of the game, Stanford had two false starts, just to show you the kind of noise that was there. So great job of the fans traveling. Dallas is also an area where there's a lot of K-State grads. So there's probably a number of people in Texas who said, here's a great chance to go watch the Cats play. But traveling even from the state of Kansas down I-35, it was just a purple wave down there. Fans excited and trying to make a difference in the ball game, and it really did help juice up the players.
Stan Weber is our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, analyst on the K-State Wildcats radio network. So this week, the Wildcats host Southern Illinois from the Missouri Valley Conference. The Salukis are ranked eighth in the FCS. Going from a Power 5 to an FCS school, you think it would be easier. But, you know, K-State has had to work in recent years against teams from the Missouri Valley. Still, a good game to follow up with Stanford. Stan, what would you like to see this week from K-State?
Well, you need to see a consistent type of focus because, like I said, it was very, very strong. This K-State football team, I know what's going on behind the scenes, and good football teams aren't always on the same page. You don't have to be, but if you are, it's really magical, and this team is, and it's something that they really need to play to. And if they really are together like that and working as a team and loving their brother and not caring about their individual stats or playing time, just trying to do what's best to help K-State win, you don't have a wave of emotion up and down. You just bring it the same way every game. So you're in AT&T Stadium last week. It's a kickoff of the season. Skylar Thompson is back. You're playing Stanford. All those things create an energy level that's obviously going to be high. Can you continue to do that when you're playing a Missouri Valley Conference team or no matter who your opponent is? So that's the thing I'm going to see. Are they going to be as sharp in every way as they were before? Obviously, I said earlier, how are they going to do on third downs? How good is K-State's offense going to be? It could be very, very good, but they are often very comfortable being in third and two, third and four. They need to convert on those at a higher rate than they did against Stanford and show that they are going to keep the ball. Remember, they ran only 45 plays. They were effective with their offense, but they only ran 45 plays in the last game. They need to keep the football longer, convert on those third and short, third and mediums a little bit better. And then on the defensive side, K-State had great success against Stanford, but now they're going against a team that has a high-level passing game, nothing to lose. And when a quarterback like Nick Baker is back there and going, hey, I'm playing K-State, a big-time Power 5 school, I don't care if I throw an interception, I'm going to try to make a play. That makes them very dangerous. They've got great receivers in Landon Lenoir and Avante Cox. On the first play of the game in their opener, they were backed up at their own one-yard line. Most people think, oh, they're going to be nervous. Not Southern Illinois. Nick Hill just said, why don't we throw the ball down the field, and had a 99-yard touchdown on the first play. So they are going to be aggressive. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So that's going to put a different type of pressure on the defense. I'm really interested to see how they play against this passing game of Southern Illinois. It is a high-level passing game and a lot of different strategy than what we saw in Stanford. So just to see the adaptability of this defense to play two different styles in two different weeks to make us feel even more comfortable with how good this defense is. That'll be important to see how they do against the Salukis.
A 6 p.m. kick, the Wildcats against Southern Illinois. It'll be on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and the K-State Wildcat Radio Network. Stan Weber and Wyatt Thompson will have the call. Stan, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate this. Some great insight, too, on the team.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun, and keep up the great work on your show. It's great to be able to talk about the Big 12 and for everyone around the country to hear it on Sirius.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We return to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks to our guest, former quarterback and now part of the K-State Radio Network, Stan Weber. Some great insight on the Wildcats. And Todd Kim from Radio Iowa, previewing Iowa State and Iowa. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you next week. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by On Location, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.